أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله. In this ayat with regard to the Qibla and the changing of the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas towards Kaaba Sharif, yeah, in this ayat Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. And we know it did not make the Qibla on which you were, that is, that which you were following, that is Baytul Muqaddas, that for a time, for about 16-17 months, Allah had given the command that the Qibla will be Baytul Muqaddas, which was in the north of Medina Sharif. And then Allah changed it after that to the Kaaba, which is in the south, the complete opposite direction. Yeah, of all the other explanations that were given, one important point here is إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولُ, so that we could know that who is it that will follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mimman yanqalibu ala aqibayh, and who are those who will turn back on their heels. In other words, so that we may know who are those people who will follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who are those that will not follow him. Yeah, outwardly, and this is a great lesson also to learn just by looking at the Quran Sharif and taking a translation of the Quran Sharif, a person can easily get misguided. As Allah Ta'ala says, through the Quran, people are misguided also and people are guided also. So the Quran Sharif cannot be understood on its own unless with the support of the Hadith, the explanation of the Mufassireen. So this ayat outwardly means that so that Allah could know. In other words, na'uzubillah, Allah did not know before that who will follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who will turn on his heels, which is a totally wrong belief and a wrong idea. Allah's knowledge is complete, if complete from before. Allah knows perfectly well. Allah knew who is it that will follow and who is it that will turn on his heels. So this is the explanation of this is, and that comes, which the Mufassireen have explained to us from the teachings of the Hadith. That is that Allah Ta'ala wanted to test that who is it that will follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who is it that will turn on his heels and turn away from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other explanation is that Allah wanted to differentiate and make the difference clear amongst the people. Who is it that will follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who is it that will turn on his heels? And this year, that the facing of Baytul Muqaddas temporarily was very hard on the Quraysh, because their Qibla from before even Islam was the Kaaba. They regarded themselves that they are followers of Millat Ibrahim, and the Kaaba Sharif had great value. Now that they had to follow, to turn in the opposite direction, this was very hard. But yeah, it was a test to see that who is it that will follow what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them by the command of Allah Ta'ala, and who is it that will follow their desires. That we want the Kaaba to be our Qibla, we don't want to face Baytul Muqaddas. They also regarded themselves, the Quraysh and the Arabs, that they are superior to the Jews and Christians in this sense, that they turned towards Baytul Muqaddas in their ibadat, and we turn to the Kaaba. So this is a test. Yeah, this is the example, the reality, the incident that happened. But from there, the principle that is drawn out in all our matters, we should see that what our desires are and what the command of Allah Ta'ala is. For example, with regard to the sighting of the moon, we all will desire that we must have unity. All the Muslims must celebrate the moon, Eid, Ramzan on the same day in our country, and we would even wish it globally for the whole world, that all the Muslims on one day, and we would like to show the sign of unity of the Ummah. But what does Allah want? Allah wants that you must go according to the sighting, and not calculations, but the actual sighting of the moon, and in their details, that whoever will see it, evidence that will be taken, the shahada, whether the moon has been sighted, all the conditions are fulfilled, etc. So who is going to follow his desires, who is going to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? Individually, in our own lives also, who is it that will follow our desires, even in deen, and who is it that will follow the command of Allah? For example, we are sitting making tilawat now, Fajr time, we are enjoying that tilawat. We are sitting somewhere at the back on the side of the masjid. Now namaz starts, but I'm enjoying my tilawat. Am I going to stop my tilawat and join the jamaat, or am I going to carry on with my tilawat? So we have to see the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Adhan takes place, and I'm talking with somebody and I'm enjoying my talk. In fact, it may be a very important talk also. But now am I going to follow my desire, what I want to do, or am I going to now respond to the adhan and reply and respect the adhan? So we have been tested all the time. This year, the tahweel al-qibla, the turning of the qibla, is one incident that took place, but there are great lessons for us in all our life. Whether we are going to, for even our ulama and mashayikh, whether we are going to follow them just because they are our ulama and mashayikh, we have a great liking for them, we love them very much, or are we following them because they follow the commands of Allah? Tomorrow, if they turn away from the commands of Allah, are we still going to follow them just because we like them, or are we going to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? So in all matters we have to see what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are taught to us. We could never know. Allah taught it to us by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in turn today, 1500 years hence, all the ulama and mashayikh haq who have taught us the right thing, are we going to follow that, or will we follow all the other things? And a test that had come upon all of us now, with the virus, the closing of the masjids, etc. Are we going to follow what politicians tell us, what atheist scientists tell us, or will we follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? The way how we have to perform our namaz, are we going to follow what Allah and His Rasul told us, or are we going to follow what other people, or in fact even what our own brains tell us? That أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah says, have you seen that stupid idiot who makes his own brains and thinking he is with God, and he follows what he thinks? We must not even follow what we think. We must find out what is the command of Allah, and that is what we must follow. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully, that we should not follow our desires, our nafs, our lust. Control your desires and your nafs, etc., with your brains. Think properly what I should do. And don't follow your brains also in everything. What it tells you, it is right. Subject your brains also to the command of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we must follow. So this is one incident, one ayat, but there are plenty principles for us to learn how to regulate, control, and live our lives according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, not our desires, not what other people say, not what I think, not what my ancestors and my forefathers say, not what our community and our nationality, what we do, but we all have to follow what Allah has taught us, His command, taught to us by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in turn by our akabir and our aslaf. May Allah guide us to righteousness and correct understanding of deen and the correct practice on deen. Subhanallah.